Welcome to your Sunday Reader, a joint podcast from St. Mary's Parish and WorkingTheBeatHell.org. Today we will be discussing the readings for the first week of Advent, 2006.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her, the Lord our justice. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and for you I wait all the day.
To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
Good and upright is the Lord. Thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice and teaches the humble his way.
To you, O Lord, I lift my soul.
All the paths of the Lord are kindness and constancy toward those who keep his covenant and his decrees. The friendship of the Lord is with those who fear him, and his covenant for their instruction.
To you, O Lord, I lift my soul. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all his holy ones. Amen. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that, as you receive from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness, and that the anxieties of daily life and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, one of the things that strikes me in today's gospel passage is this message that we have to be ready, to kind of be prepared, that Boy Scout motto, because the day, it's not supposed to catch us by surprise like a trap, is what Jesus says. And I think that's something, Don, that we all need to kind of reflect upon in our daily lives, is how prepared are we for that coming of the day of the Lord when Jesus comes. What do you think? Anything strike you?
Well, I agree with that, and especially it says, be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulation. I think that's part of the thing, the praying part, is sometimes we forget. We try and be ready all the time and do lots of things, and that's a good part of it, but the praying part for strength, I think, a lot of times gets left out. We're so absorbed in doing, sometimes we need to remember to pray.
I think that's true. Sometimes think about and relax and just remember that we are in the presence of God and that that day of salvation will be coming. I also like what you say about the prayer part, because we have one, or that strength part, I'm sorry, because we have one professor at the seminary who's always telling us, he's reminding us that it's not just about, changing your life, but then you need the strength to persevere so that anybody can do that conversion thing. The harder thing is to stay the course for the long haul. And so I think that's a good reminder there that we need to have that, to pray for that strength to escape the tribulations and to not allow the little frustrations in our daily life to knock us off course. I think that's so hard to do because there's so many distractions that we have in our daily lives. I mean, we've got, war going on. We've got, Christmas shopping to do. We have all these sorts of little distractions. We got to, work to get that extra bonus so we can, buy the Christmas gifts, or we have to worry about, what our children are doing or what our parents are doing or what our friends think of us. And a lot of times these things can knock us off course, especially if a big event happens. If we're not faithful to that kind of daily strength, I think it's a little thing, too. It's a, kind of a thing where we have to go a little bit at a time. Each day we pray for the strength to get through that day. And as we do that, I think we do start to get stronger and stronger. It doesn't happen all at once. It's kind of like when you go to the gym the first couple of times, you're worn out. But then if you've done enough of the little things, when a day comes and you have to run a big marathon or something, you've built up, so you've got that endurance ready for you there. So I think that's a good point that you make there. Do you have any other thoughts for the people in these readings today?
Well, just on Advent in general, they say one of the sayings for Advent is it's a season of already and not yet. And so I wondered what you thought about that, already and not yet.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Well, already being, Jesus Christ has already come into the world. But during the season of Advent, it's also not yet because we're preparing for his birth.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely true, I think. So we've got, there's that sense where we need to be, we're preparing because we live in a cyclical year, but we also do this as a memorial thing. And I think it is. It already happened. Our salvation has already happened in the event of Christ. And yet there's also this sense of not yet that we have to believe because, we're still here in this world and we're still working out our salvation, as St. Paul says. And so I think that while Jesus Christ has already come into our lives, he's already part of our lives, there's also this sense of this not yet because we haven't seen him in his glory and we're preparing for that. But also I think it's a good time with that already and not yet to just think about how is this, how do I need to change my life? It's a good stopping point, I think, for us to sit back and say, have I really let Jesus into my life? Or am I at that not yet phase where I really haven't? And I think it's a nice time where we can kind of gradually build in that not yet phase, gradually find new ways to prepare ourselves for the birth of our Lord, but also to prepare ourselves so that we can fully let Jesus into our lives during this Advent season. And, when Christmas comes, it can be that joyous celebration of, I've now been doing all this preparation to let God into my life, and now I'm finally ready to receive him, or we're ready to receive him into the world. We've prepared the world, we've prepared our lives for him, just like you do for a newborn child. The parents don't go out and buy the crib the day of the delivery. They're out there and they're, ready to do that kind of a thing. They're preparing, they're painting a room, building the crib, getting the decorations, and all that stuff set. And it's a gradual process, but then by the time when the Lord comes, you're ready for it. And that's kind of the whole message of this gospel. It's when the Lord comes in his glory, we're ready for it. We've prepared for it. So I think this really does prepare us well for that theme of Advent. And with that, I think we can end our podcast and hope that you guys join us next week. for the second week of Advent, and we'll do the same format again. Thank you very much.